uninsured, how long are they uninsured, what really can we gain from understanding a bit more about this population. Okay, so I have nothing to disclose. Okay, so an estimated 4 million people lost uninsurance since 2008. That brings us up to 51 uninsured currently. Additionally, Medicaid enrollees increased by 6 million since the recession in December 2009. So this brings their total up to 50 million enrollees as well. Financing and maintaining the Medicaid program is becoming continually challenging for state and federal policymakers, especially when they're preparing for all the new onslaught of Medicaid enrollees that will be coming in 2014 once the Patient Protection and Affordability Care Act takes effect. The healthcare reform is estimated to decrease the number of uninsured by 32 million people by 2019. Most of these new recipients do not have a usual source of care and don't actively participate in the healthcare system. Unfortunately, we will not be able to cover all of the uninsured, and 23 million people will still be uninsured even after the healthcare reform takes effect. So most of these estimates, like the 51 million that I was just telling you about, those are point in time estimates. So they only tell us who's uninsured the day we're taking the survey for the most part. This is valuable information, but it's really not getting to and helping us understand who the uninsured population is. An example of this would be a point in time estimate will not differentiate between somebody that's uninsured for 1 month, for 6 months, or even for 6 years. So and you could imagine that there's a vast difference between the healthcare needs of those three groups. So examining the dynamics of uninsurance can tell us a whole lot more. It'll tell us how long somebody's been uninsured, how long their last spell of uninsurance lasted, as well as how often they're cycling in and out of the healthcare system. Durations of uninsurance are important because they really help us to understand where the health insurance system is failing us, who is being left out, and maybe how they are being disconnected from the total healthcare system, and maybe what their medical problems or medical needs are. Previous estimates of the duration of uninsurance, so here I'm defining that as how long was your last or current spell of uninsurance. Those estimates usually use the Survey of Income and Program Participation, so the SIP, and those estimates range from about 4 months, or I'm sorry, 4 months to 7 months uninsured spells. One study was done using the MEPS, the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, and they found a spell of 9 months to be their average. Generalizing these estimates, though, into the current uninsured population is problematic because we've had some significant changes in the health insurance and the healthcare system since they were conducted, as well as the duration and the dynamics of the uninsured has probably changed quite a bit since the late 1990s. We also think that population that's now uninsured is different demographically as well as healthcare-wise than the previous estimates have shown. So the aim of this study is really to try to fill in some of those gaps in the literature. I wanted to estimate the average length of uninsurance spell, so how long was a person's last lapse of uninsurance. I also wanted to sort of calculate how long are they uninsured throughout the entire sample that we were looking at, or the entire survey. I want to compare these two estimates to each other, see how they're similar, as well as see what kind of demographic and health-related characteristics are associated with increased time uninsured. So we used the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, the 2005-2006 panel, and this is co-sponsored by ARC as well as the NCHS. The MEPS is a national probability survey that collects longitudinal data on utilization and cost of healthcare services. The sampling frame is representative of the general civilian, non-institutionalized public, and they oversample for Hispanics, African Americans, Asians, and those that they think will have income under 200% of the poverty level. We did exclude those people under the age of 18 and over the age of 64 from our analysis because of their general eligibility for government insurance. So this is going over the new spells of uninsurance and how we define that. We first wanted to find, you know, who has, what do we call uninsured? So we combined every type of insurance, and you only could have a lapse of insurance if you had no type of health insurance for at least a month within our sample. We used Cox proportional hazard model analysis for semi-parametric data to estimate duration of spell. And we controlled for right censoring uninsured spells, so that's when you're still uninsured when the survey ends in our analysis. But we were unable to really control for less censoring spells. Those are the spells that start the survey. So for people that had a spell at the beginning of the survey, we were not able to include them in our analysis. And so this really limited us to new spells only that we were able to predict within the analysis. So the green are the ones that we are able to predict. The red are the ones that we are not able to estimate in the current analysis. We also, we also wanted to look at just how many months were somebody uninsured. So this is a relatively simple calculation. Just I counted up how many months they were uninsured within the two-year period. And as you can see, that estimate is going to be quite different. So we're counting every month that they're uninsured in the sample. We then used PF regressions and survey reg and survey GLM to estimate the association between demographic variables, health-related variables, and then their length of uninsurance. So the results. So again, for that length of new spells, we left out all those people that lapsed, that had no lapse of uninsurance. So if you never were uninsured, you're not in this analysis. And then if you only had a left censored spell, you're, again, not in this analysis. So that left us with about 1,400 spells to estimate. The median length of uninsured spell was 11 months. 25% of the sample was uninsured for 6 months or less. And 25% of the sample was uninsured for 16 months or more. This is just a graphic representation. Okay, so this is just a graphic representation of these findings. So as you can see, 25% of the survey were uninsured for 6 months or less. Then we've got our mean of 11 months, and then our 25% that were uninsured for 16 months or more. An additional note I thought that was interesting is 10% of this population of new uninsured spells only are uninsured for 20 months or lower, as you can see here, or more. So these estimates are quite different than the ones that we've seen over time. In the early 90s, the highest estimate we could find for a spell was 7 months. This grew to about 9 months in the late 90s, but we're showing 11 months of uninsured spells here. That's 50% increase over the last 10 years. So then we looked again at that number of months uninsured, and in this analysis, we looked at the complete sample, and their mean length of uninsurance was a little over five months. 65% of the sample, so the majority of the sample, never had a lapse of uninsurance at all. Meanwhile, 15% were uninsured for a year, and another 14% were uninsured for the entire sample. So since we had 65% of the previous sample that never experienced any lapse in health insurance, we thought, you know, this is really sort of skewing our data towards the uninsured population. We wanted to get a better understanding of those people that did have a lapse of uninsurance. So we limited the data set to those that had at least one spell of uninsurance, and these were our findings. The mean length of uninsurance now was 15 months. So throughout that two-year sample, the average was 15 months of uninsurance. 70% or nearly 70% of the sample were uninsured for a year or more, and 38% of the sample were uninsured for the entire sample. These were much higher estimates than we saw in the previous analysis, as well as in the new spells of uninsurance analysis. So who are these people that lose or lack health insurance? Well, males had longer spells of, or longer lengths of uninsurance than females, about 15.8 months versus 14.3. Hispanics had longer spells of, or longer lengths of uninsurance, at about almost 18 months, 17.6 months of uninsurance. African Americans followed them with 14.7 months, and Caucasians had the shortest length, but they still were uninsured for almost 14 months within the sample. women and men that were divorced, widowed, or separated had longer lengths of uninsurance at 15.9 months versus married who were uninsured for 14.7 months. The never unemployed had a mean length of uninsurance of 16 months, while the employed had a length of 15 months, and those that cycled in and out of a job, the intermittently unemployed, had a length of 14.7 months. So different, but also all quite high. Poverty was also quite interesting to me. The people that were in poverty, the people that were near poverty, and those with low income all had lengths of uninsurance at 16 months or more. The people that were in high income had the lowest length of uninsurance, but they still were at 12.8 months of uninsurance. So if you ever had a lapse in insurance, you were going to be uninsured, even if you were employed for almost 13 months, or I'm sorry, in high income. Rural residents were more likely to have long lengths of uninsurance than urbanites. It was 15.8 months versus 14.9. And then people from the south and the west had average lengths of 15.5 months versus those in the northeast that were around 14.6. We tried to look at health-related conditions as well and found that 23% of our uninsured population had at least one chronic condition. We looked at specific chronic conditions, but this really led to some small sample sizes, so we didn't find any single chronic condition was statistically significant within our analysis. To further examine sort of this chronic condition concept, we looked at the number of chronic conditions that a person had and estimated that how that was associated with length of uninsurance. We found that total number of chronic conditions, as it increased, the length of your insurance decreased. So it was an opposite effect, like you would imagine. So we do have some limitations to this study. The MEPS is a self-reported survey, of course, so there's going to be some recall bias, and we think that this is going to be apparent in our chronic condition estimate. Further, the uninsured adult probably doesn't receive much medical attention, so if they have any kind of asymptomatic chronic condition, they're most likely not going to be diagnosed at this point. MEPS also doesn't provide diagnostic codes or other more reliable measures of disease burden, so we had to use the chronic condition count variable. It has been used in previous literature, but isn't probably the most reliable or valid estimate. And then we were not able to control for left censoring spells within our analysis. Of course, previous work has shown that that's fine. It actually doesn't affect the findings, but that study was done again in the early 1990s. And so I actually worry quite a bit that left censoring is decreasing our estimate quite a bit. We do know that bias would be directionally toward underestimating our uninsurance population, and our total month variable is not biased in that way. So I think that makes our study a little stronger. Okay, so in summary, the survey estimate points to the evidence that longer uninsurance spells are happening over the last 10 years. This really suggests the need to use more current estimates of spell duration and length of uninsurance. Point-in-time estimates are the most common way that we look at uninsured populations, but this is really drastically underestimating the impact that uninsurance is having on the individual, particularly as we saw with the total months of uninsurance variable. Variables that are associated with length of uninsurance spell are those that we would expect, like poverty, education, health status. But we also saw that total number months of uninsurance were quite high for ones we wouldn't expect, like people that were Caucasian, people that were always employed or married. So it's not all that straightforward. So in conclusion, there are 32 million uninsured that will soon be entering the healthcare system, and we really must have a clear understanding of their potential healthcare costs as well as their need for access. Delay in receiving medical care within the uninsured will impose significant financial burdens on the Medicaid system. And the disconnect between the healthcare system is probably going to be quite large for that uninsured population, particularly those that are uninsured for a long period of time. We need to try to overcome this barrier by making multiple and really easily accessible entry points for them when they want to enter the healthcare system. Health literacy is also likely to be quite low in the uninsured population, and we have actually no idea how their health literacy differs from the current insured population. Lastly, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that $23 million people will be left out of universal health care coverage. We really need to understand who is this residual uninsured population, what are their health care needs, and who and how will those needs be met by our health care system. Ultimately, we must prepare for this to serve this diverse population that are now newly insured soon. We have to understand the health care needs of those that will still be locked out of our system.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Dr. Sheik-Zamora? By the way, I
will comment, taking moderator's privilege. I'm lecturing, or I have a presentation next session on that bad old single point in time estimate.
Oh, wonderful.
But it'll still kill you, is the basics. But I love this. This was fascinating. We do rural health research, and rural was in there.
Absolutely.